Today's the fifth Sunday after the Epiphany. So the epistle for the fifth Sunday after the Epiphany is taken from Colossians chapter 3. Brethren, put ye on as the elect of God, holy and beloved, the bowels of mercy, benignity, humility, modesty, patience, bearing with one another and forgiving one another. If any have a complaint against another, even as the Lord hath forgiven you, so you also. But above all these things, have charity, which is the bond of perfection, and let the peace of Christ rejoice in your hearts, wherein also you are called in one body, and be thankful. Let the word of Christ dwell in you abundantly in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another in psalms, hymns, and spiritual canticles, singing in grace in your hearts to God. All whatsoever you do in word or in work, all things do ye in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, giving thanks to God and the Father through Jesus Christ our Lord. Please stand for the Holy Gospel. The Gospel is taken from Matthew chapter 13. At that time, Jesus spoke this parable to the multitudes. The kingdom of heaven is likened to a man that sowed good seed in his field. But while men were asleep, his enemy came and oversowed cockle among the wheat and went his way. And when the blade was sprung up and had brought forth fruits, then appeared also the cockle. And the servants of the good man of the house coming said to him, Sir, didst thou not sow good seed in thy field? Whence then hath it cockle? And he said to them, An enemy hath done this. And the servants said to him, Wilt thou that we go and gather it up? And he said, No, lest perhaps gathering up the cockle you root up the wheat also together with it. Suffer both to grow until the harvest, and in the time of the harvest I will say to the reapers, Gather up first the cockle and bind it into bundles to burn, but the wheat gather ye into my barn. Please be seated. Since their only hope is to lean on thy heavenly grace, in the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, amen. In this last Sunday after the Epiphany, next Sunday we already start the preparation for Lent, we have the parable of this evil sower who sows a cockle among the wheat. And so for us, looking at this, yes, it's even explained to us in a way, you know, the enemy has done that. When the good servants come and ask, then the man who owns the field, you know, didn't you just sow good seed in here? So why all of a sudden is this cockle? And he says, an enemy has done that. And so obviously we know that the enemy will be Satan, the devil. And so for us to try to contemplate and to think about this parable, in some ways I think it can also give us some insight into, in a way, God's mysterious ways of why he permits and allows so much to go on in the world today. That for us, we look at and wonder why God has not chastised the world more, why there has not more people been brought to justice because of their way of life, because of what they do, what is allowed in this world. But just as the owner of the field had said, that we'll wait till the harvest before then we will gather up, one, the cockle, and then the wheat. And the cockle obviously will be bound and be burned. But then the wheat, yes, will be taken into the barn. So that signifies the last judgment. It signifies, obviously, God separating the good from the bad. To where then you have the good that will go into heaven, the barn. And then the bad that, yes, will be bound and sent to hell. And so even though the servants wanted to try to separate it then and there, that's why then the owner tells them and says, no, because you might pull up some of the good seed, the wheat. And so just wait until the end. And so as I say, it can be for us somewhat of an understanding of why God permits different things to happen, why God allows certain things to happen and seemingly doesn't do anything. I mean, God in his infinite wisdom knows when and where he will chastise. For how long? But yes, we wonder sometimes about that. And maybe in some ways, you know, we question God on that. But just as the owner of this, he knew what he was doing. He knew what he wanted to do. And he knew, obviously, the dangers also of maybe, yes, trying to, you know, take it up now, to pull out the cockle from that. But the danger that some of the good seed would go with it. But that's also, though, for us, a way to examine and see the dangers that are out in the world, the dangers of maybe those that will bring us down. But yes, God permits sometimes these things to be out in the world without the chastisement, without the punishments. But that time will come. So it can't justify those people and their actions. It can't justify us thinking, well, that's maybe then the way to go. Because the punishment of God will come. The chastisements of God will come. And we have to try to live our lives as then the good seed. Growing fruitfully. Growing for Almighty God. Growing in the spiritual life. And being careful not corrupted in a way by that bad seed, by the cockle that is there. And how that bad seed, yes, it has its way of choking the good seed if we allow it, if we permit that to happen. And so that's where the responsibility for us then to understand and to try to help, that we try to live our life pleasing to God, knowing that, yes, His judgment will come at some point. The last judgment will come, and God will separate the good from the bad. God will make that proper judgment of that. And God willing, that will be on the ones that go into heaven, that go to the right with our Lord. But that's where then, yes, for us, the danger becomes of questioning God, wondering why He hasn't done anything, why certain people are allowed to do what they do. But again, God in His infinite wisdom knows what He is doing and why is He allowing it. And in some ways, you know, we talked about the chess tournament that is coming up that Father Brandler will teach the children. I mean, in some ways, we can say life is almost like a chess game for God, that He moves different pieces, He moves different things, but He knows the end result of it. God knows exactly what He is doing and why He's permitting the things that He permits. But we question that sometimes, or we wonder why, and why things are allowed, why things are done. But it's almost that Almighty God is telling us, well, take care of yourself, make sure you grow properly, and I'll handle the rest at the end of the time. You know, whether it waits to the last judgment, or if God sends different punishments, different chastisements when they come, it's up to God. But the reminder for us is just to try to live our lives pleasing to God. That yes, we don't be corrupted by the cockle, by the bad seed that is around us. Because that's what the enemy is trying to do. That's what the enemy tries to then plant that around us to choke us. To choke the good seed from growing properly from God. All we have to do is think back to then the parable that our Lord gives to us of the four different grounds. Where the seed is thrown on the different grounds. And you have the good ground, and then you have the thorns, you have the rocky, and you have the wayside. All these other ones, it doesn't allow it to grow properly. It doesn't allow the seed to grow to its fullness that it needs to, because it's choked by the cares of the world. It's choked by the temptations, the trials that we undergo. But only the good ground is where it grows properly. And so that's the understanding that is given to us. That God, yes, in His own time will separate them. That He does. He permits, He allows. sometimes this cockle to be around us, to even grow around us. And that's where the warning is, don't allow it to choke you. And that's why I quoted for you what's in the collect of the Mass. Since their only hope is to lean on thy heavenly grace. It's a reminder to us that it's only God's grace that will help us. That is what we must lean on. In order to grow properly, in order to then be fitting for the end to be put into heaven, to put into the barn. And so that we must rely upon God's grace to help us and strengthen us in the difficult times. And to recognize the dangers that are around us, the cockle that is growing up around us, the enemy that is trying to sow that in our fields. That's what we must watch for, that's what we must be careful of, and we must guard ourselves against that. But we rely and we lean on God's grace for that. I mean, that is the consolation we have, that is the help that we have, and that's what we must realize and we must think. Is God's grace. God's grace will strengthen us. God's grace will help us to push away, to push aside the cockle that grows up around us. Because yes, the devil as the evil sower will go out and try to sow those seeds. And he certainly will try to sow the seeds around the good seed. It's not like the devil goes out into a pasture way out there and just sows his own seed out there and calls it good. No, he will sow it around us. He will sow it around us, so therefore it will be choked by that. We have to recognize that. We have to stay away from that. We have to guard ourselves against that. And that's why, yes, the collect of the Mass reminds us to lean on God's grace. To lean on God's grace in this life, to recognize the dangers that are there. And so that is what, you know, as we enter into the kind of the time period before Lent, I mentioned to you that we see the divinity of God presented to us. The divinity of our Lord presented to us in these Sundays after the Epiphany. And now the next three Sundays will be the preparation for us. Preparation to prepare then for the time period of Lent, the time period of sacrifice. I mean, it's a good reminder to us then, yes, to make sure that we're separated from the cockle, this bad seed that will try to choke us. Whether it's people, whether it's places, whether it's things, whatever it may be, to cut that out of our lives. Because now there is this time period of preparing, of making sure that we're going to be ready for a time period of penance, a time period of sacrifice, a time period of mortification. And so we have to try to prepare ourselves well for that, because it is preparation ultimately for the Last Judgment. It is a time period, yes, we get our soul ready for when God separates the good from the bad and sends one way and sends the other way. That is ultimately what we're preparing for. So yes, the reminder to us to lean on God's grace, the heavenly graces. We must rely upon God. To call upon God, because He is our strength. We see that repeatedly in the Psalms. God is our strength. God is our help. And so therefore we must rely upon Him. And so yes, God will chastise. God will put and submit people to His justice in His own good time. I mean, it's not ours to question Almighty God and His wisdom. It's only ours to do the will of God. It is only ours to be pleasing to Almighty God and to grow in His grace and to grow up as the good seed. So therefore, when the harvest time comes, God will find us worthy. In the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, amen.